producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALII. I got to tell you, man, we got lots and lots and lots to talk about, and we are going to cram it all in. Cram it all in. All right, so we have new mammogram recommendations, and the American Cancer Society, of all groups, is actually recommending that we do breast cancer screening and mammograms less. These are some new guidelines, a little bit shocking if you ask me, and so we'll tell you what those are. Another thing that was pretty shocking to me is I guess you had somebody playing a Sudoku puzzle, and he unfortunately developed seizures. So we've been discussing how Sudoku could cause seizures. We're going to talk about that. Many of us suffer from migraines. I suffer from migraines. I'm sure now many of you guys do because some of you listen to my show and over 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 again I talk. And after a while, you guys get migraines. Well, guess what? There is a very, very popular yummy candy that can actually work to offer migraine relief. So I'm pretty happy about that. We will talk about that, although it's not one of my favorite candies by any means. It's still candy, and I'm a fan. Okay, a lot of you guys that have been dealing with prostate issues and prostate cancer have been hitting the supplements. We got another study looking at supplements and prostate cancer. We'll talk to you about what may not work. Oh, boy, see, I got a lot of news. I'm not done. Get this one, okay? A lot of people out there getting transplants, okay? New kidneys, I don't know, new ovaries. And when you get a transplant, there's a risk of rejecting it. Well, now they're saying maybe cannabis or marijuana could help transplant patients because it could delay the rejection reaction. So we're going to talk about that. And I'm not done. A lot of you guys are taking your medicines wrong. So we're going to talk about types of medicines out there and how many of you guys may be just outright taking it wrong. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, but pretty spooky. If we're going to start off today with some spooky news, we got Halloween coming up soon. And I just realized Halloween is going to come on a Saturday night. That is awesome. You don't know how difficult it is for those of us that get up at 5, 6 the next morning during the weekday to deal with Halloween the night before, but we are so excited. It's a Saturday night, right? Parties, trick-or-treating late. We like going trick-or-tequila-ing. It's pretty fun, but that's nothing we need to talk about on the medical show right now, but that's just something that I hear people do. You know, instead of trick-or-treat, trick-or-tequila. So a lot of houses are stocking up on tequila because there's a lot of us that, you know, in theory, I'm hearing there's a lot of people requesting that. Well, Senator Charles Schumer is kind of weighing in on this whole Halloween thing. And he says that Halloween makeup has some scary additives. And he says parents should be aware of any Halloween product that is made in China, as all of the makeups tested had at least one dangerous chemical in them, like lead or nickel. He also urged the Food and Drug Administration to test the products as well as require companies to provide a full list of their ingredients. He says right now it's not illegal what they're doing. We are slower than most countries in banning bad chemicals. Schumer said Canada and the European Union have already banned these chemicals, which can appear in anything from face makeup to glitter. The effects of the chemicals, which build up in the body over time, could potentially include vomiting and stomach pain, with prolonged exposure leading to nervous system conditions. Lead poisoning, we've talked about on the show, not fun. in testing, they said 100% of these Chinese imports had one of the bad substances in it. So the best thing consumers could do is avoid anything made in China. We're asking the FDA at the very minimum insist on labeling. I know China has definitely gotten a bad rap, okay, because we've definitely had some inconsistent products in terms of their safety coming over here. I even get all excited about the whole Halloween makeup and glitter craze. I was at Walmart the other day, and I just raided all the hair dye. Apparently, you have spray-on hair paint. Now, I don't know who made it. I need to take a look at it. But you could spray your hair red, purple. So I just bought a bunch of them. They were like $1.99. And, of course, glitter. I love spray-on glitter. Okay? But how healthy is that? Are you allowed to breathe it in? What happens when glitter gets all into your lungs? You know, another thing is a lot of makeup, like a lot of my makeup has some glitter pieces in it. I forget what makeup brand I buy. I don't know if it's Revlon. Let me take a look if I have it. But it's this little black, hold on a sec. Let me see. I got to check my makeup bag, because this is important. We talk about, you know, I know the guys are like, you know, I don't need to listen to this. Yeah, you do. Hold on a sec. Where's my little makeup thingy? Nope, that's a tampon, gum. Wait, those are my keys. Where is it? I think it's a Revlon thing. Anyway, there's glitter, and I put that on my eyes to look all sexy, and then, like, within an hour, I'm trying to pick glitter out of my eye. Nope, that's a protein bar. Well, that's going to make me toot later. And, no, there's some Excedrin migraine. I can't find my makeup. No, hold on. It's Revlon. It's called Revlon Photo Ready. You know, because every now and then I do TV interviews and I need to be photo ready. And one of the makeup things has this little glistening glitter. It's so pretty. You know, us girls, we like to look pretty. But the glitter gets in your eyes. And then, of course, you have to either try to pick that out or your body absorbs it. So, you know, while your kids are trying to pick... Here's the thing. I hate it when my kids want me to take them to a Halloween store, because they look at the fancy, expensive masks. Some of these masks are $50 to $100. And I'll look at my kid and go, no mask. You can't see the cars. You're sitting there sniffing the plastic of the mask. Let me just paint your face. So I go and get some paint for $1.50, and I just save myself $50. All right? Just see where the paint came from. Okay? If it's FDA approved, then most likely it's been tested. All right? Sounds good. Although I gotta tell you, man, I could cover up a lot of wrinkles with some Halloween paint. I'm just gonna wear this stuff year round. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Can't tell you enough how much we appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, a lot of political news we just need to talk about pretty quickly. All right. You know, it's interesting. Politics will still dominate the number one most interested in piece of news. People love looking at polls. They love looking at races. We got a new Republican poll. We got some news in the Democratic primary. We got Joe Biden still sitting there, you know, twiddling his thumbs. Do I go in? Do I not go in? And people are fascinated by this. I know some of us are already sick of politics and we're sick of hearing complaining and about it, and I think we're already getting some voter fatigue, you know, but from a psychological standpoint, people want to see the horse, and they want to see the horse that inches. And in fact, if you ever want to win a political race, come in from behind like the underdog horse and show that you are sneaking up neck to neck. And people will want to vote for you if they know nothing else about what you stand for. The other, your uninformed voters love going for the one that is taking on the lead and out-trumping somebody else. So, you just have to never be in the lead from the get-go. Don't do that. Don't be in the lead from the get-go. You got to look like you're coming in from behind. You do. All right. So anyway, let's look at what's going on with the Democrats. Jim Webb is dropping out of the Democrat presidential party. My guess is Jim Webb sounded pretty Republican during the whole Democratic debate. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, he's a Marine. You know, he was talking about how he thinks, you know, somebody that's going to be commander in chief, you know, should, you know, probably have some experience in the military. I mean, something I've been championing for a long time. You know, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you served in the military, okay, and you've served this country, like, our armed services have, I would say you have a much better chance of knowing what the hell to do as commander-in-chief when it comes to wartime than somebody else who has basically been in a company or, you know, a bean counter or a community leader or, community service leader or whatever, you know, or even me as a family doctor. You know, I have not served in the military. My father did, but I didn't. I have no idea when to push that red button, okay? I mean, I know when I want to push the red button, but do I know enough about military strategy, which is why, again, I'm not running for president. Many of you guys have asked me to, and I'd be, yeah, I was. I was asked the other day to run for president. I was. Please be president. I was like, thank you, but no thank you. You know, yeah, I'm asked. Please. I think I could be a pretty good president. I think I could be a pretty funny. I bet I could make Putin pee on himself laughing. And then, you know, you could do some real diplomatizing with him, right? When he's giggling, right? Diplomatizing. I could diplomatize my butt off if I have to. Okay, so Jim Webb, I guess, is leaving the Democratic presidential race, okay, according to two sources. A former Virginia senator, he was a long shot because he sounded the most conservative out of all of them, all right? But now we're hearing that he may be running as an independent. Now, you know, when you look at, okay, you know, for the greater good, and then when you look at for selfish reasons, okay, usually politicians have two reasons to do anything, okay? And one is a selfish reason, which is fine. I mean, they got to support their family. They got to support themselves. Sometimes the more publicity you get, the farther along you could get and the farther more you could do, okay? And then, of course, there's the unselfish, and I don't want to use the word selfish, but self-serving, where you are in it to help others. And sometimes in order to help others, you need to become more well-known, and you have to do some self-serving stuff in order to help more people. You see what I mean? So, like, for me, I had to become a doctor, come hook or crook. I had to study. I had to avoid sex. A lot of people did not get any sex from me growing up because I had to sit there and study. And that was really, really selfish and self-serving of me, right? Because I was like, you know what? I got to get through school. I got to get through school. Everybody leave me alone. I got to get through school. Well, I got through school so I could go and then help others. You see how that works? Okay, so anyway, so Webb apparently out, and while Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are still, head honcho, although it sounds like Hillary is still definitely leading Bernie Sanders in the polls. Why is that? I don't know. It's because I think when the newspapers run their articles, they copy and paste from a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I thought Bernie Sanders did a good job in the primary, but again, he promised everything for free. And I think anybody who understands any sort of fiscal responsibility found that was all, nice. And, I also think what might have hurt Bernie Sanders is people saw his age. I thought he did a great job, but he stumbled a little bit. He either wasn't paying attention or he had a senior moment. I thought he was still very shrewd and very clear and showed a lot of clarity with his answers, and I thought he was doing good. But I think a lot of people were a little bit shocked at his age. Hillary, only a few years younger than him, seemed a little bit more young and vibrant, et cetera. And that's what people look at, okay? I didn't think Hillary did that good a job. She just didn't get hurt at the debate. Okay, so what's going on with Joe Biden? We don't know. Apparently, there was supposed to be some announcement in Washington, but he wasn't even in Washington. He was in another state, so I'm not really sure what's going on. But I think what Joe Biden is doing is still playing it smart, okay? Although he could shoot himself in the foot. When it comes to the race, okay, people are already sick of hearing about Hillary, 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 Hillary. The reason why a lot of people want Joe Biden to run is because it's going to be some fresh meat, okay? We'll have some new content. SNL, Saturday Night Live, could then make some more skits. People want some freshness to the campaign. And everybody was talking about Hillary before she even decided to run. She was trying to put it off, trying not to talk about running, I don't know. And, I mean, we weren't stupid. Of course she was going to run. So she ran, she's been a front runner, and so Joe Biden is probably waiting for some voter fatigue and then to come in for the kill, just like in a horse race, okay? You don't want to expend all your energy early in the race. Once you start to see that horse in front of you falter just a little bit, now you come in. Now, how is Hillary's horse going to falter? All right, we got the whole Benghazi committee and investigation coming up again for her. And so this may be where she starts to stumble. And rather than the news watching her, campaign, etc., it's going to be all about her on the defense. While she's dealing with all the defense and all the media outlets criticizing her for what she did, Joe is going to seize his opportunity, and then he's going to run. So that's what's going on there. A lot of you guys think this is really exciting. I'm like, on. I mean, I'm like, come on, okay? I mean, please. Okay, I was wondering about Joe Biden running. Then we figured out he was running. Now there's a lot of talk. But I do want him to run. Okay, I think this whole Democratic campaign is kind of boring, and I'd like to see it a little spiced up. All right, so what's going on the Republican side? Well, Trump is still in the lead. Looks like Donald Trump and Ben Carson seem to be leading the Republican field. But very interestingly, we're hearing that Carly Fiorina has started to drop. Apparently, she lost 11 points in the last month, declining from 15% support in second place to 4%. Yet Ben Carson has gained 8 points and joins Trump as right now the only two candidates over 20%. I think Governor Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio are tied for third place at 8%. You got Mike Huckabee and Rand Paul at about 5%. Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Ohio Governor John Kasich, 3%. Rick Santorum at 2. He's still in the race. Lindsey Graham down at 1. Okay, so what's going on with this whole Carly Fiorina thing? Well, apparently, I think a lot of people were really, really excited that she was a CEO, and then some news got out that maybe she wasn't as good as a CEO as people were saying. She was like, look, it's a recession. Okay, I was a CEO during a recession. Of course, there's going to be job loss during the recession. So I don't know much about her CEO ability, but I think people started to get a little fatigued by it. And remember, I said, when you look at a aesthetic issue, okay? When you look at Hillary, who could still, garner a lot of smiles with whatever, I don't want to accuse anybody of having cosmetic surgery, okay? Because the Lord knows, when I have it, I'm going to probably try to hide the fact. But you have Hillary, who's able to smile a lot and seem to have a friendlier look. And a lot of people have been concerned, how will things look with the Carly Fiorina up against Hillary? It's a shame, but that's how voters, sometimes look at things. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now remember, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're all are being more aware of our breasts and it's their risk for cancer, okay? Breasts from a cancer standpoint, okay? Keep it clean, people, keep it clean. And many of us who have not gotten mammograms, usually this time of the year, we're like, oh, okay, I guess I better do it. And please, make sure you get your mammograms. And guys, you got to be doing self-breast exams. Guys get breast cancer, too. Pretty serious stuff. Well, we have today some new mammogram recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Now, remember, for years, okay, what we doctors were doing was a baseline between 35 and 40. Okay, especially since there's been some very notable people having breast cancer at age 36 or 39. So we figured, look, we'll do a baseline between 35 and 40. Then when you're in your 40s, get them every couple years. And then in your 50s, you get them every year till the doctor decides he doesn't have to do them anymore based on your age. Okay, that's kind of the way it's been for a long time. Then we had some newer guidelines come out going, nah, why don't we wait till you're 50 and we'll leave it up to you in your 40s. And everybody was like, what? What? Obamacare? This is ridiculous. Right. So Obama was like, I didn't say this. I didn't come up with that. So there was some back and forth. And then they said, okay, let's do this. Don't start till you're 40. You could do it every couple years in your 40s and every year in your 50s. You guys happy with that? And everybody's now still confused. Well, the confusion continues because these are the newest recommendations. We got some new guidelines, okay, where the American Cancer Society says just start at age 45. At age 45, you could start, okay? Now, after age 45, you get them every year. Now, remember I said before in your 40s you were doing them every 2 years? Okay, now you got two breasts. Each breast every year. It used to be every other year, one breast each every other 2 years. All different now. Don't get confused. All different. Okay? At age 45, this is according to the 2015 American Cancer Society, at age 45, both your breasts, both, okay, not one year, one the next, okay? Both breasts screened with your basic mammogram at age 45. And then you could get a mammogram every year from 45 to 54. So you get that, do nothing until you're 45, then get a mammogram every year till you're 54. Now, what happens after 54? No, this has nothing to do with Obamacare right now. No, we're not going to talk about Obamacare. This is just the American Cancer Society guidelines. Maybe Obamacare is related somehow, but let's not bring up Obamacare. We don't want to confuse you. So no mammograms till you're 45, according to the American Cancer Society. Then you start at age 45, and you go every year till you're 54. Then, once you're 55, you get your mammograms every 2 years. Way different than what we've been doing. Okay, remember we were doing mammograms every year in your 50s? They say you do it every year from 45 to 54. And then at age 55, mammogram every couple years. Okay? If you want to have screening between 40 and 44, you can, because I know people are going to be furious about this. And then women should continue screening mammography as long as their overall health is good and they have a life expectancy of 10 years or longer. So you continue doing your mammograms, okay, as long as you're healthy. But if you're healthy, you can go every other year after age 54. Do you guys get that? Okay. Clinical breast exam. Doing your monthly breast exams for women, not recommended. No. They said don't do it. All right. Why? Because they think you're going to freak out. They think you're going to feel a lump. And then the country has to spend all this money chasing after that lump, which I think is a bunch of bullcrap. I think you should be examining yourself. How do you not recommend somebody examine themselves? That makes no sense. But mind you, I'm a huge fan of the American Cancer Society. It's just I'm not a huge fan of all the changes that have happened since 2009. Gee, what happened in 2009 that spurned all these new weird changes? I don't know. I can't think. Okay. So the recommendations are based in part on another study that was released today showing that premenopausal women are less likely to be diagnosed with advanced breast cancer if they are screened annually than every other year. Okay, so what does it mean if you're average risk? According to WCVB.com, the ACS considers a woman to be average risk if she has no prior history of breast cancer, does not carry the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation, has no history of radiation therapy to her chest between the ages of 10 and 30. Now, many of you guys are like, okay, I have absolutely no idea if I carry the BRCA gene mutation. I don't know if I was radiated or not. I mean, we were running around, you know, as kids, and, you know, I don't even remember if there was any nuclear activity near me or if I had any, you know, they're talking about like having, you know, like cancer treatment or radiation therapy, that kind of thing. But just to recap, you guys get what the new guidelines are doing. So you're going to be 42 years old. You go to the doctor and you'll say, you know, like a mammogram. The doctor will say you don't have to do it till you're 45. Talk to them. If you want it before 45, you need to tell them. Once you're 45, it is every year, boom, 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 boom. They're going to check you. Then you get to ease up and go every other year. Personally, I'm not a fan. I don't think that is the right way to do it. I don't. Because I'm still not, there's a variety of things going on, okay? Number one, mammograms are not 100%, okay? And 2 years is a long time in the life of a a breast cancer cell. So you get a mammogram done and it gets read, that's good. And then you're like, well, wait a second, hold the phone. You know, are you sure it's good? Then you wait a whole 2 years and now it's bigger. Now, mind you, when you're younger, the breast cancers are more aggressive. So I get that. I get that you have to be more aggressive. I get that. Okay. But, you know, you could self-aggressive breast cancer when you're 56, 58, 60. So I don't know if I would start going every other year. Now, if they start allowing you to have MRIs, then I would relax about you guys having it done all the time. In fact, I would like to start urging MRIs for breast cancer screening. What? That's what I know. Obamacare would flip. Obamacare would completely implode. You can't do that. You know what? It's already imploding. The whole thing, our whole healthcare system is a mess. If you want to save money, how about an every 2 year MRI of the breast with monthly self breast exams and ultrasounds or mammograms as needed? I bet you there would be less. I tell you right now, I bet you there would be less cost going in for these mammogram screening and breast cancer screening. Okay? Because again, with an MRI, you just sit there. You don't really have to, go through the whole squishing and the whole, you know, mammogram uncomfortable situation. You see what I mean? Okay? And, with MRIs, it is a little bit more costly. So women will be like, let me just do mine, you know, every couple of years. They have a copay. Well, they have, and look, nothing's free. Okay, if they want the MRI, they have one copay, and not a very expensive copay, but if they want to do the mammogram, it's a little cheaper. So they decide, do they want to do the MRI less often, or do they want to do the mammogram and more often? I think ultrasounds are great, but not perfect. Thermography has been underutilized. Look at thermography. I like 3D mammograms more than regular mammograms. I think that helps. But, you know, when it comes to breast cancer, and we still have 1 in 8 women being afflicted by it, I think we need to get our poop together. And I just don't know if I like these recommendations. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Show. We'll be back. We'll be back. Yeah, we're back now. Okay. I'm not talking about the future, like what's going to happen an hour from now. I guess I'll talk about, you know, in the next millisecond, and I guess we're back now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have never played a game of Sudoku or Sudoku. All right. I guess some of you guys have, but one of the reasons why I haven't played it is because I think I want to play a game I know how to play. I don't think I'm ready to learn a new game, and I could totally see myself love it so much that that's all I would do, kind of like Candy Crush. And you really can't play Sudoku, I don't think, while you're sitting on the toilet like you can Candy Crush. So I just have never picked it up yet. But they said one man, a 25-year-old German man, started to react very scarily, okay? Apparently, he gets seizures when he plays it, Sudoku. All right. His problems began after he was trapped in an avalanche during a ski trip. He was a physical education student. He had been skiing with a friend in November 2008 when an avalanche occurred on the mountain. No, he was not playing Sudoku on a mountain. No, this is something different. He had an accident. The avalanche buried the man in the snow, knocked him unconscious. But he was fortunate to have been skiing with a buddy who was a paramedic. And his friend rescued him and started CPR immediately, said Berend Feddersen, a neurologist at the University of Munich in Germany, lead author of this case. The man suffered a ruptured spleen and a hip fracture. In addition, he was buried under the snow. His body tissues and brain got too little oxygen. We call that hypoxia. As a consequence for him not getting oxygen for 15 minutes, he started to develop these myoclonic jerks, these little muscle twitches. The twitches occur in the mouth when he talked, occurs in the muscle of his legs, etc. In the hospital, he did start to have a type of seizure, a tonic-clonic seizure in his left arm. These are spontaneous, and they involve muscles starting to stiffen and then jerk rapidly and rhythmically. The doctors prescribed him anti-epileptic medication to keep the seizures under control. He's been through a lot. A few weeks later, he was moved from the hospital to a rehab facility to continue his recovery, and he attempted to solve a Sudoku puzzle. Andy likes Sudoku. While doing the puzzle, he began to have clonic seizures or muscle twitches in his left arm. Eventually, the doctors figured out that these seizures were triggered because the man had a very intense three-dimensional imagination that activated whenever he played a Sudoku puzzle. I really apologize. Many guys are, like, screaming at me. I thought it was Sudoku. I guess it's not Sudoku. It's called Sudoku. Imagining the numbers three-dimensionally allowed him to sort them and put them in sequence. The seizures did not occur when he completed other types of math problems or when he was reading. So let's say you gave him a geometric theorem that he had to prove. No problem there. They say the reason the seizures began only after the avalanche was because of the hypoxia and resulted in the death of certain inhibitory fibers, which kind of slow down the brain signaling in the right central parietal region of his brain. So, you know, with a seizure, you have this chaotic electrical impulse that doesn't seem to get slowed down like a lot of your other electrical impulses with the brain. It blows my mind how the brain works and how it knows how to do this right. You would think it would be seizing all the time, but thank God, you know, we have mechanisms in place. So, he said the area of the brain, the central parietal region of his brain, is activated, according to Fox News, when 3D imagination is used, but with fewer inhibitory fibers in this region. When the man uses 3D imagination, it led to an overactivation of his brain region, hence causing clonic seizures in his left arm. Doctors even found that when the man had very strongly activated his 3D imagination while solving the Sudoku, the clonic seizures in the left arm was much more intense. When he stopped the 3D imagination, the seizures stopped immediately. So what did he do? He has thus far now given up Sudoku. Feddersen last saw the man back in November 2014. He was still having some myoclonic twitches, but not necessarily the full-blown seizures. He has been seizure-free now for more than 5 years, thanks to taking his anti-epileptic medication and not playing Sudoku. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait, all right, so I can't play that game. You know what? I think any game has the ability to trigger something in somebody. Like, for example, I can't, like right now, if I pull out my Candy Crush, I'm going to have to go poop. It's just because I'm so used to playing Candy Crush when I go to the bathroom. So I think there's a lot of different signals or reflexes people have. Okay, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm reading this from KVVU Fox 5 that Las Vegas is ranked in the top 5 for running red lights. The National Coalition for Safer Roads has named Las Vegas the 4th worst city for red light running in terms of fatalities. Los Angeles ranked behind Houston, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. All right. A lot of residents don't even realize they're running red lights. I think what happens is you see other people start to run the light. So you go, well, it's okay because they're doing it. And the chance of me being pulled over and getting in trouble by a cop is less because I'm passing all these other cars. I don't know where I learned this, which is wrong, by the way. But I learned when I was in school, the last person through the intersection is the one that gets nailed by the cop. So what I used to do when I was younger is if I was going to be running a yellow, running the risk of it turning red, and I see a car behind me gunning it, go ahead because the car behind me is the one that's going to get the ticket. I don't understand. Look, I was a stupid kid. And I've never gotten in trouble for running a yellow that turned red. But I remember my parents saying, if your butt is in the intersection on a red light, you are going to get a ticket. See, I don't remember that from my driver's ed training, but I remember from my parents. Why? Because they said my butt would be red if I got a ticket. So you have a lot of people thinking I'm good. Or what a lot of you do is you scan for cops as you're driving and ready to run the light. You're scanning for cops. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be scanning for pedestrians. You're supposed to be slowing down. And I get that. We have a lot of street lights where I live. I get that. So you miss one light. I mean, it just, every light slows you down. I understand that. It could add 10 minutes to your commute. But I'd rather you do that than getting a ticket or hurting somebody. But apparently, me and my Las Vegas peeps have issues. So they're going to try enforcing it more. So the RTC, I'm not sure, well, I'm trying to read this, I guess, is trying to combat red light running. They are going to have new intersection and traffic signal upgrades, restricting left turns from driveways, and improving pedestrian walk or crosswalks. Yeah, if you're a pedestrian and you live in Houston, Phoenix, L.A., I would really lay low and watch what's going on because we got a lot of red light runners. Okay, migraines. Sometimes if I'm racing home, it's because I have a migraine and I just want to go to bed. About 14% of us experience a migraine or severe headache. Now, we're being told that peppermint products may actually help. Mint oil dabbed on the forehead or a new menthol gel applied to the back of the neck can help ease headaches. Now, companies sell stuff all the time. And trust me, there's been headache type concoctions for a while. But I have to admit, I've noticed minty does seem to help. I mean, look when you have like a runny nose. Mint, it just seems to help you vasoconstrict. And that's why a lot of people use caffeine for headaches, because the vasoconstriction seems to stop the migraine. So there's a study that looked at peppermint oil applied to the forehead and temples, and they found that it was effective for tension headaches. Study published earlier this year looked at menthol gel. The work is preliminary, but they say maybe this could work. The research on the menthol for migraines included a 2015 Thomas Jefferson University study where a new menthol gel called Stop a Migraine. Even though they say it's not knock your socks off convincing, they did find that it did some help. Now, headache sufferers have been using Tiger Balm and peppermint oil and all sorts of stuff, but I gotta tell you, For those of us that suffer from migraines and we are sick and tired of popping aspirin-related products, you know, I would try it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.